Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor Ron, good to be back with you again.
Good afternoon, Dwight. How's your Friday been?
It's been wonderful, and it's been great to be in the new facilities.
There you go. Man, aren't they awesome?
They really are.
I'll tell you.
And we appreciate all the folks here and the how they help us put these shows together. It means a whole lot to us.
Yes.
When they do the work, we do the talking.
There you go. And we don't have any problem doing that, do we?
That's right. Never met a microphone we didn't like. There you go. Hey, we a couple of weeks ago, we talk about some things that we hope and pray, and hope meaning confident expectation of good, and pray and believe that folks can take and just put to work in their lives practically on a day-to-day basis from the Word of God, not just at the theological kind of academic level, but something that they can get written on their heart and take it to the part of the world that they walk on every day and not only be blessed by it, but be a blessing with it.
Yes.
And that's what we hope to do. That's what our prayer is. That's what our goal is. That's what our mission every time we get together. And I know you agree with that, Pastor Ron.
And you know, Dwight, I guess from a practical standpoint, we've been, both of us together, been doing this almost 40 years as far as ministry. And I've always had this philosophy that if what you know theology from a theological standpoint isn't practically used, it's really not used. It's not useful at all. You know, if it's something that we can't use, it's not useful. So let's use it. Let's have some practical, applicable usage of what we're talking about.
The gospel and shoe leather.
There you go.
You take it up and walk it out and benefit from it. And a couple of weeks ago, we started talking about God and God being all in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the God of heaven is all in for you on every level, spirit, soul, body, socially, financially, health-wise, all that. He's totally, totally committed and faithful to all of his children.
You know, let's talk about that just a minute, Dwight, because, you know, we both know that from experience. As I said, we've been doing this for 40 years, but if God is all in for us, and we know that he is, Why are these tough things, and why are we experiencing some of the things in life that we do? What's going on here? If God, you know, think, well, he's God, why is it that we are experiencing some of those things?
Well, I can speak for me. Number one, sometimes when I go through tough times, I've not taken enough time to seek God about a situation.
Wow.
I made a bad decision. Mm-hmm. I've gone in the wrong direction. I have sinned. Mm-hmm. I've done wrong. God doesn't fall off his throne and doesn't stop using me and doesn't hit me over the head with a bat, but it can get in the way of his will for my life.
Obviously,
and not my relationship with him. My relationship is firm when Christ came into my heart, but the fellowship with him, you know, when we get off the path like that. And then, so sometimes it's on me, you know, and God, his mercies are fresh every day. He forgives us. He loves us. He'll take our mistakes and work them for good, and even take our mistakes and use us to help other people with them. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes.
In my life, secondly, sometimes when those tough times come, and when those, if God is all in for us, why does this happen? You know, we live in a fallen world.
Yes.
You know, we live in a world of sin. We live in a world where there's a real devil, where there's real resistance. And when we make a decision in our life that we're going to live our life for the Lord and move our life in that direction, we're swimming upstream. Mm-hmm. There's some resistance out there. And sometimes things happen that we don't have any control of, and those are the times that we need to, as I heard someone say one time, when we can't see God's hand, we just need to trust his heart. We've made a decision. No, I believe God loves me.
Yes.
He's all in for me. He's interested in my good, and I'm not backing off from that just because my circumstances
are different. And even if we create the circumstances,
if
we cause the problem, we still have to realize God's not finicky. He's not He's not changing like the weather every day. He is consistent to who he has described himself in his word as being. He is consistent with that, and the scripture says he'll never change from that. But our emotions change, our feelings change, our attitudes change, and a lot of people want to adapt and think, well, that because their emotions and feelings change, then God is as finicky as they are. Well, that's just not the truth. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8, I think that says, he is the same yesterday, today, forever. And one of the things, Dwight, that from a practical level, like we were talking about earlier, once we conclude that and make that decision, no returning back, we've made that choice, then it doesn't matter what comes at us, what circumstances befall us, we are not going to start off by blaming God. We're not going to start off saying, well, God, why did you let this happen? That's not going to be the starting point.
No.
The starting starting point is going to be, God, I know you're for me. I don't may not even know what created or caused all this problem, but I know you're for me. And whatever this situation is, you're going to get me through this situation. You're going to help me. You're going to be there to comfort me, to teach me, to train me through this situation.
We're happy to have you with us this afternoon on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen, Living Hope Church. And we're talking about God being all in for us. And specifically today we're dealing with, some things to remember when we go through tough times. And the one you were addressing there, Pastor Ron, is that, you know, everything can and will change.
Isn't that the truth?
Some days life is just seem we don't get a lot of resistance, but you just address it very well there. Everything will change. Some days we'll have some needs that don't exist tomorrow. How many times have we said, well, there was something going on and I was praying about it. God, we can't even remember what was going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't even remember what we were praying about because it seemed so big at the time. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that we need to remember everything can and will change is that God doesn't change.
Yes.
His word doesn't change. His promises are yes and amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is faithful. And he's just as committed to you and just all in for me and you when we have those obstacles in our way that pressure those needs as he is when life seems to be going pretty smoothly. Yeah.
And you know, Dwight, I'm just sitting here reminded of the woman at the well. You know, here this woman was married five times and she was living with someone. And, you know, you think about the changes that had gone through in her life. I think about this woman a lot. I think, you know, bless her heart. Here she was out in the middle of the day. She had to go to the well when I guess other people weren't there because there's probably such a stigmatism on her life that she would go when no one else was there. But the master was there. Yeah. Jesus was there. And, you know, Dwight, he did not condemn her one bit. He her circumstances in her life had changed dramatically, probably five times, and who knows what kind of guy she was living with at the time. You know what I'm saying? But
he probably wasn't a Sunday school teacher.
Probably not. would be my guess. But you know, we have to see here. The Lord is the Holy One, the Master, the Son of God that never committed sin. Talking and loving this woman through that, he did bring her to truth now. He didn't just pat her on the back and say everything's okay. No, he said, no, the man you're with now is not your husband. You've had five husbands. And she started arguing with him, you know, about what's the right place to worship. It's the Baptist church. No, it's the Methodist church. No, it's the Catholic church. No, it's the Church of Christ. You know, it's like she starts saying, your father's worship on this mountain and ours worship on that mountain. How can we communicate? And he didn't.
Did he sprinkle or you done?
Right. I mean, he didn't even go there with her, did he?
He didn't hear it.
He didn't hear that. He didn't even go there with her. And he began talking with her about worshiping from her heart.
Yeah.
And when we realize, number one, and we make that cut decision that God is for us, it won't matter what's going on in regard to circumstances. It won't matter if we failed a relationship, if we succeeded a relationship. It won't matter. We have a tendency to major on the minors. People major on all the smoking, as Brother Andrew Womack says, the smoking, drinking, cussing, dipping, and chewing with those and running with those that do. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus doesn't major on those. He goes to the heart. And if we're facing tough times, Dwight, the thing we have to come to the conclusion is there's always going to be that change. Yeah. And I think when we're going through a tough time, if we continually look to people, whether that's a mate or employer or just a friend, a family member, whoever, if we're looking to people, then we're never going to be able to find our source of contentment able to get through that tough time. You know, we're just not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's God who gets us through this. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. We're talking about God is all in for you. Happy to have you with us on Local Matters today. And specifically we've gone through tough times before.
Yes, we have.
And it's God's grace. That's what we need to remember.
Remember that. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That the grace of God before has got us over about through challenges.
And Dwight, if we can remember
He's never missed it.
He's never missed it. And if we can always look back, you know, in the old covenant, like Moses would have a rod or a staff that he would carry. And in the shepherds, Dwight would actually notch out if they had defeated a bear or a lion, or if they'd gotten their flock through a certain problem, or if they'd overcome something, they would notch it out on their staff and remember that God had gotten through that point.
Oh, wow.
And if they were holding their staff, they could actually take their hand and run it down that staff, and it would be a physical reminder to them of how many times God had gotten him through something.
Wow.
See, God's grace, and that's the old covenant. And Hebrews 8 says that we have a better covenant established on better promises,
yeah, really.
And we've got a lot more grace coming to us. But Dwight, you know, we are short-sighted. A lot of times we do have a hard time remembering how much God has brought us through, what he's done for us. But if we can just slow ourselves down enough, stop looking to people, stop looking, having those what I call false expectations of people, and really get our eyes back on what just meant, Lord, you got me through this before. You've got me through this problem. You've never failed me. Really, if I look back at all the times in my life, Lord, you've got me through this. That is a help to get us through what we're going through.
You know, I was in a couple's home recently, and you know this couple. And I saw this jar, and on the jar it said blessing jar.
Mm.
And every time God answered a prayer or they had a need met or they got blessed, they write it down, what
wow.
it was, when it happened, and put it in the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time a need comes up, they don't go into fear. They don't go into panic. They go to the jar.
Hallelujah.
And they say, remember when God did this? Remember when God? And they said, we start over every year. And by the time the year is over, that jar is full.
Praise God.
And so that is a reminder, just like you said with the notches. I mean, the children of Israel, too, when they were traveling, you know, they'd stack up a pile of rocks.
Yes.
When God
yes,
did something,
yes.
You know, they'd stack up some rocks, and they'd be able to say to their children, right here is where God did that. That's what this pile of rocks is about. We just need to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness.
We do need, Dwight, we just need to remember, and I just feel like we may be speaking to someone specifically today. Remember what God has already got you through.
Yeah.
And just slow yourself down, get past those emotions. Get past that anger. Get past that fear. Look at that pile of rocks.
That's
go
right.
to your blessing jar.
Yeah.
Whatever you've got to do to remember the things that God has done for you. And Dwight, that's how we're going to get through the tough times, is realizing we have overcome challenges in the past. And
yeah.
he's not going to forsake us in the future either.
How many times did we just come right up on it and had to have something happen? Or it happened immediately and there it was.
Yep.
Somehow it just, God worked it out. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday,
yes.
today, and forever. Happy to have you with us. We're back with more in a moment on Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. This Local Matters. Dwight Henry, your host, along with Pastor Ron Allen. And we're talking about a God who's always there for us.
Hallelujah.
A God who is all in for us, even when times seem to say differently. Circumstances change. We're going uphill instead of downhill. God's always faithful. And we've talked about that things can and will change. And by the grace of God, you know, God, he's helped us through things before. We all need that blessing jar,
mm-hmm.
don't we?
Yeah.
We all need that reminder.
Yeah,
we just need to look back over our shoulder, not to yesterday and last month and last year, and say, hey, he did this. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, here I'm, and we're still standing,
mm-hmm.
even the most difficult period or day of our life. And here we are,
mm-hmm.
sitting in this studio, or here our listeners are in their car or in their homes or in their business. You're still standing.
Amen.
God's still faithful.
And yes.
He always will be.
Yep.
And something else to remember as we're talking about these things, that in terms of going through a tough time, but that tough time, we should use it as a learning and a growing experience,
mm-hmm.
a learning and a growing experience. You know, I heard somebody say not too long ago, it might have been you, Pastor Ron, said, it's not what happens to you that counts, really. I mean, it matters, but it's how you respond
mm-hmm.
to that. And if when we're going through a tough time, we get negative, we get bitter, we get angry, we react that way, we can do that. Or we can say, no, God, I'm going to learn something from this. I'm going to trust you through this. This is going to cause me to grow in you. And even it's going to be another notch or another pile of rocks or another blessing in my blessing jar. It's going to be that for me. And I'm going to take this and grow from it. And I'm going to take this and help other people with it. Mm-hmm. So it's about how we it's a learning experience, right?
Right. And, you know, Dwight, I can remember one time as we're talking about this, I was going through a horribly tough time with the situation. And all of the things you just mentioned, anger, depression, bitterness, yeah. I mean, anything you could imagine, I was in it at that point. I was walking down the street in front of my house, just taking a walk, trying to get it off of me. And lo and behold, a fellow minister pulled up beside me, an older brother who'd been through much more than I had. And he said, Ron, let me buy you a cup of coffee. So I hopped in, we went, got a cup of coffee. And he told me this, which stuck with me, Dwight. He said, there'll be a day when you'll lift your hands and you'll praise God for this moment. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I just didn't buy it at that time. I didn't buy it at that time. But, you know, Dwight, that day did come. And it was a learning. It was a growing experience. It was a life-altering learning and growing experience that I can look back on that now and realize that God didn't orchestrate it. He didn't cause it. He didn't even allow it. It was stuff in my heart and things that happened in my life that allowed all that. But God definitely used it as a learning and a growing tool and a learning curve for me that literally changed my life forever from that point that, you know, I could honestly say I could learn to look to God more and trust him more than I did people or circumstances. I could actually lift up my hands and say, thank you, Father. I went through that because you didn't cause it. You didn't allow it, but you taught me a lot of good things through that experience. And so when we will be able to get through tough times when we stop for a moment and recognize they are learning and growing experiences.
And, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm recounting, Pastor Ron, in my thinking, in my mind, just right now, financially, when you think, what are we going to do? And that's what the unrenewed mind wants to say. Mm-hmm. Or physically, what are we going to do? Or family situation, what are we going to do? And that's what your unrenewed mind wants you to think.
Yes.
But then you say, God, I don't know the answer here, mm-hmm. but you know the answer here. And I know you love me. And I cast that care. We don't deny these tough times exist. We're not saying it's not happening, it's not happening. Mm-mm. We're not saying that. But we take the care of that situation, the anxiety, the stress, the worry, the pressure of that situation, because Jesus has already carried it.
Yes.
He carried it the same time he carried our sins. Hey. And we give that to him. We find a verse we can stand on in those times. One verse I stood on for many, many times, Isaiah 26:3, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts thee. And that anxiety, that worry, that pressure would come back. And I had to do this 12, 15 times a day for several months. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd come back and I'd say, no. I'd start thinking about the God and not the problem. Yeah. That would keep me in perfect peace. And that pressure would come back and I'd do it. And then it got to the point I only had to do it twice a day. And still, I'd have to do it sometimes. But you find a verse to stand on about the Word of God that never changes and respond that way.
And you may know where this verse is, but I think it's Isaiah 53:1 that says, whose report will you believe? It might be Isaiah 54, but I think it's always Isaiah 53. And see, that scripture, even if you can just come up with that one, you get all this stuff coming at you, people doing problems, all this circumstance. You come up with this point. Okay, whose report am I going to believe about this? Am I going to believe what God says about me and God says about this circumstance, or am I going to believe this report from the doctor or this report? And like you said, it's not that we're not denying the reality of the circumstances. Faith doesn't deny reality. Faith changes it. Faith walks through it. Faith overcomes it. Faith deals with it. And we have to start off with, just like you said, finding that promise. If you don't know a promise, stand on this one. Whose report are you going to believe?
Yeah.
And I think it's better to believe what the Lord says than what man says.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're happy you're with us on the Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. We're talking about God being all in for us. And specifically today, we're talking about, you know, some things to remember when we're going through tough times. Now, let's visit another one of these points, Pastor Ron. Not getting what you thought you wanted can be a blessing.
Yes, it can, because you know, when you
I think of something just then that I pray for, and I think, dear Lord, thank you that you didn't say yes to that prayer.
And you know, Dwight, the issue with that is because I can look back and think about the things that I wanted and realize how God protected me to keep me from being harmed in those situations, to keep me from being robbed or stolen from, to keep really, he came in as a protector to protect me when I really thought I wanted something or wanted to do something. And, you know, you learn as you grow older that there's a lot of things, as Joel Osteen's dad, a lot of people don't know him, John Osteen, started the church that Joel Osteen pastors, but John Osteen used to say, you don't have to have everything your little beady eyes want, you know?
He was a preaching machine.
Oh, right? I'll tell you. And if we could just learn that lesson, but as you grow older in life, you really do realize you don't have to have everything you see. You don't have to go to Walmart every time you get a paycheck. You don't have to, you don't have to buy something. You know, one of the ways to increase in life is when you do get a raise or something comes financially towards you, just keep your standard of living where it is. Don't try to go out and increase everything. Try to stay where you are and start saving and investing. And that's just one of the ways. But see, if we can just learn that when we're going through a tough time, you know, realize and thank God, well, gosh, Lord, maybe you're trying to protect me here from something that I'm wanting that is just not going to be good for me or right for me at this point in my life.
You know, boy, that is so true. And what I think about, Pastor Ron, did you say that is, you know, one of the things about God, he's all knowing.
Yes, boy.
He's all powerful. He's all knowing and he's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in the present with God. God's always advanced. He knows mm-hmm. and he knows. And if I may be praying for something and praying for a certain outcome, it's just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, you know, if there's any way, let this cup pass mm-hmm. from me. He knew what physically, mm-hmm. I mean, he was all man without ceasing mm-hmm. to be God. He knew the torment physically he was going to go through. He knew the torment spiritually he was going to mm-hmm. go through when his spirit went to hell itself.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if there's any way, but at the end of the day, not my will, but your will be done. So if I'm praying for something and say, God, this is the outcome I'd like to see, you know, and you know, but God, I want, but you know the best way, you know the right way, you know the right timing. And I trust you with it, regardless of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go.
And you know, in that prayer there, Dwight, in the Garden of Gethsemane, that prayer was, Father, it was a prayer of consecration and dedication to God's will, not my will, but thine be done.
Yeah.
Well, we all need to come to that place in our life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. We're happy to have you with us on Local Matters for this Friday afternoon. Dwight Henry along with Pastor Ron Allen, and we're talking about when God's being all in for us. And I think back on the times as we talk about that point, not getting what you want can really be a blessing. How many times there's been a need there, and I thought, well, I can go out and do it this way, and we want a knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm.
We want to sob at ourselves. We want to borrow the money. I'm not saying it's a sin to borrow money, or we want to go say something, give them peace of our mind, whatever it happened to be. But just, I was in a situation, I'm thinking about just the other day regarding my role as a hospice chaplain. On my way to what could have been a very volatile situation. And I began to pray in the spirit on the way there. And I began to pray and I said, God, you know, just, it just, help me, God. This is critical. I mean, I was there as kind of backup and it could have just got totally out of hand. And it's in my heart, I just heard, well, just gauge the temperature in the room when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know what to do. You'll know what to say. Just trust me. You'll know how to approach this. And I'd already made my mind up that when I walk in, I'm going to walk in and say, hey, it's going to be this way.
Mm.
We're going to have it this way. But it's in my heart. Yeah, I'm not, God is not saying, I'm not saying don't do it. But when you walk in, just gauge the spirit. Yeah. And I turned and it was just totally different when I walked in the room and everything just turned out smoothly as it can be. Everybody was happy. Everybody was good. And had I had it the way I wanted to go, you know, it wouldn't have been that way.
And you know what? One of the things though, that you did there that I think is a real important key, you inquired of the Lord.
Yeah.
You asked him.
Yeah.
So you said, Lord, help me. Even though you'd made up your mind, but you came back and you asked him. And that's the key is seek. It's real simple. Seek ye first. Acknowledge the Lord in everything you do, and he'll direct your paths. If we can remember those things, we'll realize that maybe some of the things we want are things that he is really trying to divert us from or protect us and keep us.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, it's been fun.
Boy, this has been quick, Rod. Yeah, I'll tell you, this has been good today.
We'll have to pick this up next week.
That's right. That's right.
We're talking about God as being all in for us, and that's true. And we have to make that personal, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I mean, nothing is dynamic until it's specific.
Mm-hmm.
I can believe that God is good, but until I believe he's good to me, it doesn't do me any good. I can believe that God is love, but until I know he loves me,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't. But so go out there and let this word sink into your heart and let God bless you with it.
Amen.
Let's do it again next week.
Let's do it.
Join us next time for Local Matters.